We are going to talk about another event happening today, but this one is tonight. It's going to be at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. It's called the Three Rivers Song Collective, presented by Songspace, and 7:30 is the time, November 22nd, today. We'll talk more about it and also sample some songs from performers, and we're going to start with Brad Yoder.
Doesn't share this city's dream. If they don't win, well, he don't mind. His eyes on the bottom line. The docent talking history.
Brad Yoder, that is one heck of a song. When did you write that?
I wrote that for this group. So the Three Rivers Song Collective, am I to get that right, is a something that Christopher Mark Jones organized. The idea was to get together and write some new songs, dust off some old songs about Pittsburgh. And I'm always looking for some exterior reason to write a song where somebody's like, well, we're going to write two songs each for this. And then if I sign up, my inner third grader is like, oh, I must complete the assignment. that's one of two songs that I wrote that I'll play tonight.
That song is beautiful. Almost, it's just very moving. And there's a lot happening within it. That's Brad Yoder, who, if you haven't heard Brad perform before, where have you been?
In the unlikely event.
Yeah. the gravity's kept them here in Pittsburgh, and we're glad. He, along with others, including Dan Shannon, Liz McBride, Christopher Mark Jones, who you'll hear in a minute, Guy Russo, are all going to be part of the series at Songspace tonight. Now, Brian Junker, who curates the entire Songspace series, is here. And good morning, Brian.
Nice to see you.
And you've got an exciting series coming up, just tonight. Who else is coming later in the year?
So on January 24th. I should
say earlier, next year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, January 24th, we have Madeline Joe and Friends. That's a group of about seven musicians who met as undergrads at the University of Pittsburgh, and they've just gotten together and play really energetic, basically really high-energy folk pop, folk rock kind of stuff. And the woman who's opening for that is Juliana Warner, who's one of the best singer-songwriters here in the Pittsburgh area. She usually plays either alternate tuning guitar or banjo, and she just has a really ethereal way about her. So that'll be a really fun show. In March 14th, we have Larry and Joe. Joe Troop was part of this group called Che Appalachia, which I actually heard at the Clifftop Music Festival a couple of years ago. And Che Appalachia had to quit because of COVID. And then afterwards, Joe met this guy, Larry Belran, who's from Venezuela. And so Larry plays bluegrass and Appalachian music. I'm sorry, Joe does, and Larry plays Venezuelan music, and they do it together, and it's just wonderful stuff. And then finally in May, we have Joe Jenks. So it's a really nice lineup this year. Plus, the show is coming out tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and Joe the other musicians are great too, but Joe is a world-class songwriter and interpreter of songs. I'm so glad you're bringing him in. I don't think he's been in Pittsburgh.
He hasn't been for a long time. I'm really pleased to all of these shows.
Now, also with us this morning, we have Clara Gordon and Joya Nasser. I'm glad you're both here. They're part of the advisory council for Songspace. And if it's okay with you, I thought we'd have Christopher Mark Jones do a song, and then I'd like to turn some of the interview over to you guys afterwards. Sound okay? Okay. Here's Christopher Mark Jones with a song. He's also one of tonight's performers.
Okay, I'm going to do a song that I actually did as a former academic. I know how to do research, and so I read a few books. I won't go through the list, but many of them are well-known, like Out of This Furnace and so forth, and a book called Singing the City by Laurie Graham. So, and what came out of it, I basically wanted to avoid saying something silly about early steel workers and their families. What came out is this song called A Steelworker's Daughter. It's told from the point of view of someone perhaps your age, but describes in the family of a steelworker. So the steelworker's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy gets up each morning, he takes the incline down, walks along East Carson to get himself across town. He works at Jones and Laughlin 12 hours every day, tipping up the Bessemers till the daylight fades away. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, where he feels free. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he don't know me. That it hurt through the hunky grapevine that the Pittsburgh mills would hire, so he crossed the deep blue sea alone to work in the smoke and fire. Found a house on the south side, high up on the slopes, and sent for me and Mama to share his prayers and hopes. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, where he feels free. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he don't know me. Daddy kept on working while his baby girl grew tall. We lived on almost nothing, it was better than nothing at all. Small talk turned to rumbles, then to thunder that we all heard. We knew the strike was coming when the union said the word. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, where he feels free. He knows steel, he knows working, he knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he don't know me. It's hard to be a father if you never see the sun. He believed in the union, Frick believed in the gun. Daddy got up that morning, he heard the shots ring out. He ran down to Homestead Steel, he could hear the strikers shout. The union beat back the Pinkertons, but the governor sat in the guard. They broke the union, let the scabs in the yard. He knows steel, but he's not working. He knows Buddy's Bar and Grill, but he's not free. He knows steel, and now I'm working down at Buddy's Bar and Grill. Now he knows me. He knows steel, and now I'm working down at Buddy's Bar and Grill. Finally he knows me.
Christopher Mark Jones, it's a great song as well. I didn't realize that the Three Rivers Song Collective might as well be called the Three Rivers Song Collection for tonight, because all of these songs, I gather, are going to have some connection to the region, the songs you'll hear tonight. And I think I mentioned everybody that I know of that's playing, except for our own Ty Trosky is going to be there sharing music along with Christopher and Ben Shannon, Liz McBride, Brad Yoder, and Guy Russo. I would love to turn it over to Joya and Clara to help with the interview. Before that, though, can you explain what your role is with Songspace?
Well, I'm the secretary of the Youth Advisory Council here. This was kind of a very last-minute thing. Clara and I both came here for our meeting this morning, and we heard that Brad Yoder was coming in, and we both actually had a collection of lessons done by him in sixth grade at our school teach us songwriting. So we got really excited.
What a great coincidence. And I know you're both on our youth advisory committee, so that's fantastic. And Clara, you also had these lessons?
Yeah, I also was in Brad Yoder's class in the sixth grade, and we were both tasked with writing a song about something that was really important to us. So I wrote my song about my family, and Joy wrote hers about traveling, I'm pretty sure. So just interesting how kind of roads cross again, and we met up again after 5 years.
It is. And I'm going to go ahead and let you ask if you have any questions of these two. Your questions are probably going to be better than mine. I've known these guys for a long time.
I actually have a question. So both of your songs were very Pittsburgh-related. So I was wondering, well, I guess that leads to Pittsburgh means something important to you. What, like, could you explain what Pittsburgh means to you and why songwriting and singing is the best way to express what Pittsburgh means to you?
I would say it's a way to express. I happen to think songwriting and singing is a great way to express all kinds of things, including how you might feel about where you live. And I just think Pittsburgh has a rich history and diversity, and it's very story dense, which is great for songwriters because we're always looking for stories. And so I'll actually be going back and doing this residency at your school again this year with fifth graders. So I think it's amazing that you remember that and remember the songs that you wrote. And I really believe that, like, anyone can take the stuff of their lives and make something creative out of it. And so I happen to do that with songs more than I do with, you know, other kinds of things. But I would just say everybody has permission and space to do something with creative that you make out of your, like, your life and what you experience, whether we're old or young or in between. And I hope people do that because it's both fun and kind of therapeutic.
So I thanks for that question, which I think gets to kind of the essence of how this happened, right? And of course, Pittsburgh is a place that people grow up and stay in, and lots of times have unspoken attachments which they just take for granted. Now, all but there are only two of us of the six who were actually born here and grew up here. Ty and Guy, Ben.
Ben,
yeah. Ty and Ben were the two what you would call native Pittsburghers, right? But the rest of us, I think, feel strongly enough about where we live that when the idea was raised, okay, let's actually focus on where we live, that it wasn't a big lift for people. They kind of said, yeah, let's do that. I think that can be rich. And Brad is an example. I mean, he's written two songs for this, which are, you know, for my money, instant classics. And it's because, first of all, he knows about songwriting, as you two know. Because he was inspired by the topic. For me, I've lived in lots of places, and I won't go into them, but I've been here now since 1993. And I used to sing songs about Cincinnati and Paris and, you know, London and Boston and so forth. And people here would say, yeah, where's Pittsburgh? But then the second part of that why do we choose to do it in song? It's because that's the way we express ourselves mostly. I mean, I've written poetry and done journalism and all that other kind of stuff, but now it's primarily songs that is my way of being in the world. So this is a good opportunity to extend that to our local environment.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad to hear that there is some Pittsburgh songwriting going on, because I know that there are a lot of people who love expressing their love for Pittsburgh in different ways, but not often do I hear it in song. So that's actually really exciting, and I enjoyed both of your songs a lot.
Thanks.
I had a question for you, Christopher, about how you balance the research and writing your song, because it reminded me last year in English we studied the Pinkertons and the Union and all that stuff, and it kind of, when you were saying your lyrics and singing, it reminded me of the pictures we saw in class of the strike and all these different things. So how did you piece that together?
Well, it's quite uncommon for me to do like academic research but you know, I wanted to be specific. And once you're going, if you're going to be specific, you don't want to be wrong or really stupid or something like that, you know. So it was really, I mean, I also very much enjoyed the readings that I did. It's not as if it was, oh my goodness, I have to do this. No, it was a deep dive into what you're describing, the historical circumstances. And from there, what the first spark is and how I came to tell it from the point of view of the daughter as opposed to the steelworker himself, I thought, well, you know, that's one thing in these books that you read about what did it mean to have a father who was essentially absentee, who worked 12 hours a day, and when he wasn't working, he was probably sleeping, and then there was they took turns, and there's this 24-hour turn where they had to work 24 hours straight. You can imagine because you'd work days or nights, and to make the transition, you had to work 24 hours. So that was called the long turn. So, I mean, you start reading about this, and you think, wow, if my dad had been doing that, how would I feel? What would it be like? And so forth. So I hope I'm come close to answering your question there.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Thank you.
Do you, either of you have ways that you like to express yourself creatively?
Well, I was on here last week for my photography. I do enjoy going around and taking photos of Pittsburgh life. So.
I really like to journal and just write. I have, this summer I went on a study abroad trip, and every day I would write a passage and force myself to. And this school year I've been doing the same thing. It kind of just helps me put down what happened in my day and experience the world that way.
That takes a lot of discipline and, as we talked last week, Joya, a lot of talent. And that really resonates with what Brad said before. You might express your love of the region or your passion through songwriting or photography and stained glass and film or through journaling. And that might just be one way for this particular time of your life. Anything else? Well, there'll be more time to ask questions, but Brad's going to play another song. But anything else you wanted to ask before he does that's fresh on your mind?
I wanted to ask, both of you had Pittsburgh-related songs, but they focus on different themes. You told us about kind of the inspiration for your song, but I also wanted to know the process behind how both of you got the idea for your song and kind of what sparked that.
Okay, I'll go first for practical reasons. usually what happens, if you read songwriters talking about how they are inspired, it's pretty random. Sometimes it's because you're playing the guitar and you think, oh, I don't know, that kind of reminds me of my daughter's trials and tribulations, or that reminds me of what it was like when I was a teenager. And, you know, I mean, I'm just pulling those out of the air. Now, I couldn't tell you where the original inspiration came for Steelworker's Daughter. But once I got started, now, you get a beginning, you might get a musical idea, which is also not complete. And after that, it's work, right? You actually have to spend the time and say, ooh, that second verse is no good. I'm going to start over there. But I like the chorus, and so forth. So in terms of there being some sort of paint-by-numbers way of doing it, no, not so much. But it's nice when you get a spark that sounds interesting, yeah.
it's a process that's different for different people, but it usually starts with some seeds that feel like the beginning of something, or that maybe point to what the rest of a song might be. And I actually just gave a songwriting lesson, which I don't do very often, but a friend of mine wanted songwriting lessons, so I was doing that yesterday, and talking about how if you have an idea that feels strong, there's a sense that the song is somewhere out there already finished, and so it's not your job to, like, create it. It's more like you're seeing part of it sticking up out of the ground, and you have to, like, dig it up and hose it off and clean it up and fix it. And but so just that sense that, oh, it's already there, and I don't have to make it, but I do have to, like, figure out what it is, and if I stick with it long enough.
That is a great analogy. It's like the sculptor who sees the sculpture and the block of marble.
Right, it's in there.
Yeah. Joy, you looked like you were going to say something.
I was going to say, yeah, thank you for that answer. I don't really know what I was expecting, but that was a little bit more relatable than I was expecting, especially with my photography. I could probably not tell you where I got half of my ideas, but sometimes they're a good reason to skip school. So,
yeah.
You know, thank you so much. I really appreciated that.
Let's hear another song from Brad Yoder. And let me remind you that tonight is the night, the Three Rivers Song Collective, November 22nd, 7:30, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, presented by Songspace. We are very fortunate to have Brian Junker curating Songspace. I hate to call them, they are concerts, but they're gatherings. They're just such a, how would you?
They're just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot of fun. We only do 5 shows a year.
Yeah.
And so every show is special. Every show, we think carefully about who we want and what it's going to be like. And because we only do 5 shows a year, the volunteers are always excited about it, too. So it's a good time for the volunteers. It's a good time for the performers. And it's a good time for the audience. It's a great thing.
Yeah, concert, you know, in concert together is a good thing. But sometimes there's not a big wall between the audience and you. It's an intimate setting.
Right. Absolutely. And I mean, it's a lovely church sanctuary with great acoustics where the performances take place. And there's always an intermission where the musicians mingle with the audience. It's great. And I will just say, if you want to hear more about or want to find out more about the series, the website is uusongspace.com.
And First Unitarian is right at 5th and Morrowood.
Yeah.
And Shadyside. Brad's at the ready.
I'm at the ready.
Would you want to talk about this before?
This would be a song that I did a little research for, and which involved talking to a couple people and then doing a little bit of Googling and YouTubing. So I think I will play the song and then talk a little bit more about it on the flip side.
Two cities in this town, different rules for different colors, though the surface shifts, beneath there's still a rift. Order lunch down at the 5 and Dime. It's handed to you in a paper bag. You pay the same, but you can't stay. You can watch the film from way up there in peanut heaven, second balcony, through a separate door, up a separate stair. We want your money, not your company. Two cities in this town, different paths for different colors, arteries and veins flowing through the same limbs. Sears and Roebuck thought they'd hire some black. Besides the cleaning and the maintenance staff, a high school girl to mind the candy counter. 30 bucks a week for 20 hours, but the clientele complained. She touched what they had paid for, so they had to move her to the back. Two cities in this town, different rules for different colors. Though the surface shifts, beneath there's still a rift. Straight A kids told you're not college stuff. You can't take French or Latin, what's the point? The girls can type, the boys can learn a trade. A few went to college anyway. They sued the park to integrate the pool, but before a single brown foot even splashed, they filled it with cement, made it permanent. That'll teach them better not to ask. Two cities in this town, different rules for different colors. Though the surface shifts, beneath there's still a rift. Two cities in this town, different paths for different colors. Arteries and veins flowing through the same limbs.
That's Brad Yoder. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. Thank you for doing that. That's an amazing song. Not surprising. That's the kind of songs that Brad's been writing for years. Joya, Clara, any comments or questions about that one?
I would just like to ask, like, what was the idea behind writing this song? You were saying before that you were going to explain it a little bit.
So I wanted to write a Pittsburgh-specific song because that's what the group was about. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to just write. I do love this town, one of the things that has always struck me about this town is how racially divided it is, and I think we know but don't often think about how recently, you know, if you think about like real injustice, unfairness, which of course still happens today. But, you know, the time when it happened in a very overt way where there were signs about, you know, who could go to what restaurant or use what restroom were on the walls, that was not that long ago. And while I thought that on the one hand, like, am I the right person to write a song about racism? It's fraught. But on the other hand, I thought, well, I will write a song that tells a few anecdotal stories that I know to be true and just talk about how it feels to me sometimes that our city, it's divided in a way, like that's why I liked sort of the arteries and veins things. Like it's all wrapped together and yet people are kind of flowing in different paths and not really interacting and not running into each other. And then I just went, did some digging for stories about, and I talked to a couple people too, I have a friend from church who very much remembers being, you know, a smart high school student and being told like, oh, well, you know, you'll never go to college. And this is a person who's in their 60s. So anyway.
Anything you wanted to add?
No, I think it's a very interesting, like, conversation piece because even in school, I feel like I haven't learn that much about Pittsburgh and kind of the racist aspect or kind of divided part of the city. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very relevant. As you said, it wasn't that long ago, and you can still see the effects that it has. And I think it's very relevant for a song to be written because it is one of the best ways to get information out. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and one of the most, I think, important aspects of this, or a driving aspect, a lot of people think, oh, we solved that problem. The Civil Rights Act, we solved it. It's done. Everything's fine now.
Yeah.
When, in fact, we all know, I think, that's not true. Yeah. And that's, Brad, I was thinking about how many things you were singing about that I remember, and I'm not that old. I mean, these are things that I remember from my childhood. And it's still here. That's a beautiful song and a courageous song to put out there, I think, to try to confront some of these ideas in a way that still makes you think and maybe makes you want to act. There's time for Christopher Mark Jones to do one more. That's a hard act to follow. But I'm sure you will.
That's okay. I'm sort of used to it now. Now, and Brad's point about not being, you know, we don't want to be looking with soft focus at the city. We want to celebrate, but not blindly, and not not forgetting that there we also have our problems. This is probably a little bit. It's called Rivers, Hills, and Bridges, and I kind of wrote it with the idea it was going to be a sing along. So if you feel inspired, but it takes a bit of learning. But anyways. Rivers, hills, and bridges run through this Pittsburgh town. Everywhere that you look up, someone is looking down. Coal and steel and millionaires have only stopped a while. Rivers, hills, and bridges remain my life. Once there was a village where three rivers meet. Seneca and Delaware, buckskin round their feet. And Frenchmen came down river, built a fort and made a claim. But the Brits were last to build there and gave our town its name. Rivers, hills, and bridges run through this Pittsburgh town. Everywhere that you look up, someone is looking down. Coal and steel and millionaires have only stopped a while. But rivers, hills, and bridges remain my land. Everywhere below us lie the hollows of the mines. From where was ripped the endless coal to feed the mill's design. That Dunfermline boy Carnegie made a fortune on the backs of hunkies, mixed Italians, Lithuanians, and blacks. Rivers, hills, and bridges run through this Pittsburgh town. Everywhere that you look up, someone is looking down. Coal and steel and millionaires have only stopped a while. But rivers, hills, and bridges remain mile after mile. Water floats the barges by, the steps climb to the heights. Steel spans mark the distance between our dark days and the light. But out along the valleys of the Allegheny and the Marne, we're still reaching for the future, still dreaming of the dawn. Rivers, hills, and bridges run through this Pittsburgh town. Everywhere that you look up, someone is looking down. Coal and steel and millionaires have only stopped a while, but rivers, hills, and bridges remain mile after mile. Rivers, hills, and bridges remain mile after mile.
Christopher Mark Jones, that is a sing-along song. You could easily teach people to sing along. Brad Yoder playing glockenspiel today, too. You probably figured that out. It would be hard for Christopher to do all of those things at once. Thanks to both of you for being here. Brian, anything you wanted to mention about tonight?
No, we're looking forward to a great show. We hope to see lots and lots of people there, 605 Morwood.
Excellent. Doors, the show begins at 7:30?
Doors at 7.
Excellent. Joya, Clara, anything you wanted to add while we still have time?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to interview you guys, because this is something that I didn't know was going on in Pittsburgh, and I actually live really close to the church. Maybe I'll show up tonight.
There you go. That makes me very happy.
Thanks for the great questions. You guys have great
questions. Yeah, really, really good questions.
Yeah, Clara?
Yeah, this is just incredible. Thank you so much. And I love how your music, when you close your eyes, you're able to also like see the picture you're painting, and it's just incredible songs. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks to the two of you, Joya Nassar and Clara Gordon, both. But thanks for your work on our Youth Advisory Council, but also for being here to help make this all work. Thank you.